Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing.
Hi there, I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And I'm Kim Stewart.
And we are taking some of the most popular questions that our trade show and event producers have and getting answers that work for everyone on this episode. Hi there, and welcome to another podcast episode.
So, this week we're sorting through a year's worth of questions that we've been getting from our events and trade show customers. We've been collecting the questions and the correct answers for about a year now, and some of them are asked repeatedly, while others are slightly more esoteric in nature. So, get ready to hear the questions and the answers to questions that you didn't even know you had yet.
Kim, as you know, we are noticing an uptrend of event marketers getting in touch with us and asking how to use mobile wallets. I know that some of our regular listeners host multiple shows and events over a relatively short time, so I want to make sure that everyone has a clear understanding of best practices.
Cool. I think we have 9 total questions, but before we get started on those, let's take a couple of minutes for the first-time listeners or for people who aren't absolutely certain how mobile wallet passes actually work, perhaps in relationship to mobile apps. Let's do the quick rundown and the summary. So I'm going to hand it over to you for the 2-minute rundown.
Mobile wallet campaigns are incredibly effective marketing collateral when you set them up correctly and implement them in a way that increases engagement with customers, prospects, referrals, and so on. In a nutshell, a mobile wallet campaign consists of a mobile wallet pass that's added to individual phones. iPhones use Apple Wallet, which is native iOS application, and Android phones use any of a number of third-party apps to achieve the same goals. The pass has 2 sides, the front and the back. The front of the pass is like a digital calling card. It normally has the name of your product or business, perhaps a tagline or logo, and should be styled to complement your existing logo and collateral. We can include a QR code and a barcode on the front of the pass if you're interested in tracking users via the passes, although the tracking default does not contain any personal information unless we have created a customized solution for you. The front of the pass should be designed to get someone's attention, colorful maybe, or with a unique tagline or similar. It requires a very simple, clean design since most phone screens are not that big. The back of the pass is where the magic happens, as I like to call it. And this is the area of the pass where you're really going to be able to get your message out there and include some very efficient calls to action that result in quantifiable results. The structure of the mobile wallet pass means that everything on the back that is formatted in a way that the phone recognizes, like a phone number, an address, a URL, a link to iTunes or YouTube, and so on. Those apps are actually launched when the user taps a link on the back of the pass. What that means in real terms is that if you're promoting your podcast, you can send your subscribers a lock screen notification, and they have the ability to tap the back links, and your podcast will start playing in the correct app, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, or whatever. It also means that if you're a realtor, for instance, and you include the address of a property you're promoting, a prospective buyer can tap the address on the back of the pass, launch maps, complete with driving directions. Tap to call, tap to email, tap to launch social media apps like Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, and others. These are simply handled by the wallet app, and there's no coding or formatting involved. It really couldn't be any easier. Passes can be shared through a variety of means. The most popular method is including the pass URL as a link or in a print ad as a type in request using a browser. Other ways include the share function on the pass, having someone open Apple Wallet or scan the QR code directly, or even sending the pass via iMessages or email from the phone. Last but not least, the passes include location and proximity targeting features, which means that using the geofencing and location awareness that's built into smartphone offers, you the ability to send lock screen notifications based on where someone is, as well as sending them time-based, or what we like to call static messages. You've probably seen this at the airport if you're having a boarding pass in your Apple Wallet on iPhone, for instance. When you get close to the security screening checkpoint, the boarding pass automatically pops up on your lock screen, and you don't have to search for it or open the app or unlock the phone to see it. So there you have it, the 2-minute rundown on just what and how a mobile pass works, where it goes in the iPhone, and what it can do.
Awesome, Hayes. Great explanation. And pretty much one that works for everybody, not just event producers. Now, let's move on to the questions and, of course, the answers.
I want to point out that we've got some archived episodes that deal with events, trade shows, conferences, and these contain some very good information that provides a sound basis for building a pass program. The first one is the original trade show and events using mobile wallet tickets, and that's podcast 14. Some of the subjects we cover in this one include the creation of mobile wallets that are capable of doing vastly more than managing payments. These new style wallets offer new opportunity for event hosts, show promoters, exhibitors, and sponsors. It's now possible to combine the ticket delivery with an ongoing and flexible marketing efforts while retaining interest over the long run.
Right. This episode takes a look at mobile wallet tickets and how they can be utilized by people like event hosts, promoters, marketing departments, exhibitors, sponsors, and keynote speakers.
Right. And the next one I'd like to direct people to is 5 top reasons to use mobile updates for your event. And that's podcast number 25. We provide a list of reasons why it's both cost-effective and smart to utilize mobile updates for your trade show, conference, or other gathering, especially if you produce more than one show. We'll talk about relying on previous attendees to generate ticket sales and how early enrollment for future shows is sometimes critical to long-term success.
Right, so whether you're in the market for more attendees, better communication and interaction, an easy way to keep everyone up to date, or providing more value add for sponsors and vendors, I think it's a great episode for giving you the details that lay out how to make a plan and get results.
Yeah, and I also like sponsors value add, top 3 ways for event promoters to charge sponsors for mobile. So that's episode 30. And in that episode, it details the ways that you can show sponsors value add with mobile updates. A few other notables include episode 32, trade show sponsorship, why sponsors should choose your event, and episode 36, iBeacons plus events, 3 ways to successfully use them at your next event.
Wow, that is definitely a long list of archived episodes. And let's just move back to this episode topic.
So for this episode, probably the most repeated question we are asked is the most simple one. How does it work?
Okay, well, that part certainly is simple. And as you mentioned in the 2-minute rundown, every iPhone owner already has Apple Wallet installed. It's part of the iOS operating system. Android users can select from any number of compatible wallet apps at the Google Play Store.
Messages are sent to the lock screen of the user's iPhone via the mobile app or Android via the third-party wallet app, and both sides can be viewed without unlocking the phone. Pass links cannot be tapped unless the user opens the wallet pass. Passes are updated in real time with lock screen notifications, geofencing, iBeacons, and time-relevant push notifications.
Sweet. So the next question that we get, and we get this one a lot, what are the benefits of using mobile wallet passes?
Well, let me start off by saying that there's no one way to use a mobile wallet pass for events. In a nutshell, mobile wallet marketing enables you to connect with attendees using their mobile phone. You can send messages like welcome to your conference. When attendees arrive, visit the URL in the conference guide to get messages on your interested track. Keep attendees up to date with any last-minute changes, like Seminar B is now in Room C, not Room B.
Right. So, this gives event management the opportunity to let attendees know where and when they should be going. And, it helps to alleviate a lot of confusion and reduce the work level of the event staff.
Yeah, and you can issue tickets to events and remind attendees to show up. Like, don't forget that we're our official party Friday evening at 8 p.m. Tap to find out where. And the next question that we get is, does it work with proximity marketing?
And the answer to that one is obviously, yes, it does. That's one of the big features of using wallet passes is the automatic incorporation with both geofencing and iBeacons to enable lock screen notifications from a wide variety of triggers.
Right. Geofencing or iBeacons. Hey, stop and check out this great deal. Or we're at booth 763 here at Great Fest.
Okay, so the next question, which is number four on the list, is, this is a really common one, actually. People ask, they tell us, my company has already laid out the money to have an app, and it's in the app store already. What does your app do differently?
Well, a mobile wallet app easily integrates two apps, depending on your goals and organization of the passes. I know a few companies pay good money for their apps and not just using them to the fullest. No after-event marketing next to no downloads. It's just cost event company countless of dollars to keep it up. And personally, I find that it's a waste of money. And then year after year, you have to have the upkeep and maintenance of having an app. So moving on to the next question, which is a big one. What ways are other trade shows using them?
So passes, the whole mobile wallet campaign can be used as a value add to upsell sponsors on bigger or better packages. Most of the packages are good at a minimum for a year, which means that most people can cycle through a single event install for at least the marketing that leads up to their next annual event. So just like changing out your homepage for next year's conference, you would do the same on the pass, but with the links to maybe like your top sponsors or using after conference discounts that you want to inform attendees about. So, let's move on to the next question. So when does the registrant or attendee know that they have the pass on their phone and that it is working?
Well, the best time to get attendees to install pass on their smartphones is when they get their initial confirmations for signing up to your event. Each event should start a new cycle, and the optimum time for getting everyone on board and using the system is when it's fresh in their minds. Integrate them with your mailing list, social media, search engine results, paid campaigns, or at event signage.
Right. Great way to answer that question. So that brings us to the next one. How many updates are seen on the lock screen messages?
Well, event promoters are asking when a mobile update that is on the lock screen, who will see it, and will they see every message that's updated? Now, all updates are seen as lock screen messaging, right next to your other notifications. Out on Twitter, if you do a search for on our Twitter feed, you'll see mobile updates for how they look and what we're updating. Look for the hashtag mobile wallet marketing and you'll be able to find that there. Our podcast marketer pass for a podcast that you're listening to right now at Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, I have images to demonstrate what a mobile update looks like from lock screens, and I show how it updates on our podcast marketer pass and what it looks like. So just type in again, hashtag mobile wallet marketing for the examples. Now, Kim, if you could give us a list of what the more popular messaging we've come across that are effective and that we've seen on the lock screens.
Right. Well, I think the simplest, easiest one is managing real-time updates during a show. So that covers things like venue changes, schedule changes, that kind of thing.
Right.
We also discussed proximity marketing. So geofencing or iBeacons, a lot of shows are using those to welcome attendees when they first arrive at the show, or they use it to promote social activities at the end of the day.
Right. And event producers are using it as a great tool to remind attendees of when the expo floor closes.
Right. So when you're in front of the venue, that's a really good time to send a message. And maybe, you know, when somebody's starting off their day while they're waiting in line for their lanyard or their badge.
Right. And next question if there are any last minute changes, how fast can I do an update and how often?
Okay, well, updates are done in real time. So you have an event admin page and you can create your updates there. And it's as simple as filling out a form and hitting submit. So our system automates these to get pushed through, and in a matter of minutes, attendees should see them on their phones. We also have static messages. Those are messages that are pre-planned out in the event admin page. And, you know, those include the ones like the general salutations on the mobile devices as soon as the iBeacon or geofencing trigger is in range to their devices. So, you know what? Let's move on to the last question. We can almost say that we've saved the best for last. So how much does it cost?
Right. Trade show passes, event tickets are live for a full year from original purchase. That means attendees will see mobile updates after conference promos right up to the next year's show, as they don't disappear once the show is over. And prior to the actual event, you can send daily updates, up to 10 updates that are included in the price.
Right. So at the moment, event tickets plus 10 promo packages, or promo passes, sorry. I call that like the starter package, for lack of a better word. That's priced at a little over $2,500 for the year. And if you want to double the number of passes, then the price doesn't actually double. It just increases to a little bit more than $4,500.
If you're an event producer and have listened to our entire episode today, we want to thank you. It means you're getting closer to signing up or connecting with us. I'm happy to get on a call with you to discuss your event marketing needs and get that squared away for you. Sign up for this over at mobilewalletmarketer.com, and thanks for listening today.
You know, I want to mention one last thing before we close out on today's episode. We have a podcast episode or some blog articles where we detail how easy and how simple it is to increase your sponsor packages in a manner that actually will cause your sponsors to pay for including the mobile element in your event. Again, you can reach us at dominoresearch.com, which is the site where we host this podcast. You could also get a hold of us at mobilewalletmarketer.com or cannabiswallet.net, depending on which industry you belong to and what your specific needs might be.
Ryan, one more thing. Be sure to download our free ebook for event planners that details ways to have a successful event using mobile updates, passes, and notifications. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Cool. See you later.